This week on Into the Podverse, the African Podcast and Voice Awards ADVA 2023 is now accepting nominations for individuals and organizations contributing to the African audio industry. The sixth season of the Young God podcast has premiered with two highly acclaimed episodes. Journalist Aisha Salahuddin advocates for the growth of podcasts and their inclusion as legitimate forms of media alongside traditional formats. Quite a legend, DJ Cleo has launched his own podcast channel in South Africa, joining a growing list of celebrities with their own podcasts. According to a Reddit thread, podcast creators can expand their audiences by a number of activities apart from posting regularly on social media. And Autopod, a new software designed for podcast editing, automatically cuts through podcasts. But it's video podcasts, but you get the picture.
Techzilla.
Of course it is. Who do you think it was? Eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro. Way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. Words pierce the air, invading your space. Sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era. Could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, but the message and the teller. Intertwine and define in the era. To those who oppose, I hereby propose. The fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows. Mr. Tony Yo, come correct with the flow. Hey yo, as the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster. Here to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over. Meet Tolulope Shoile, aka Lady Tolu, a podcast editor based in Lagos, Nigeria. In this conversation, Tolulope shares her journey into the podcast editing industry, the unique challenges she faces as a Nigerian female editor, and the most memorable podcasts she's worked on. She also offers insights into her editing process, the tools and techniques she finds most useful, and advice for anyone interested in becoming a podcast editor. Get ready to be inspired by Tolulope's passion for her craft and her determination to succeed in a highly competitive industry. What inspired you to become a podcast editor, and how did you get started in the industry?
It was SAKPA. I was working at a radio station at that point in time, and I kept telling my friends I needed another source of income and more money. And then she's like, oh, you're always doing this stuff at the station where you're editing your program, so you can actually take this as a freelance gig. And then she assisted me in setting up my profile on Fiverr, and within like 2-3 weeks I got my first gig, and it was like money that maybe I wouldn't have gotten at the station for my salary until like 3 months. So I got that one. I'm like, oh, this is nice. And I kept getting more gigs, and there were not as many as I have now, but they were very reasonable when I started.
What are some of the unique challenges you face as a Nigerian female podcast editor? How do you navigate them?
Because of the pool in which I work from, Fiverr, you know, there are a lot of people, international people, people from the US and UK and all over the world. And a lot of people think that Nigerians are scammers, so they're usually hesitant to even, like, give you a job. But how do I navigate? I just keep bidding. When Fiverr we used to bid, I used to bid a lot for jobs. I don't even think about it. Again, also within like Nigeria, getting a podcast gig is usually from word of mouth, not just you have a site and you just put it out there and then you get jobs. No, you actually have to tell one person. A lot of podcasters, especially audio podcasters, would really want to edit themselves, even if it can be painstaking and just annoying, unlike people abroad that would rather just give it out. And in Nigeria too, they would price your work like as if they are pricing paper. Like, bro, I'm a podcast editor. I have to sit through your 1 hour of rambling and talking, not rambling, but like of talking and help you put together a proper podcast. And then you want to pay me how much? Like, So you usually have to like take cut and keep spreading via word of mouth. And you don't have as much clients within Nigeria as much as you have outside Nigeria. But I just keep bidding, that's it. And I know that I'll keep getting as much clients as I want.
What are some of the most interesting and memorable podcasts you've worked on? What made them stand out for you?
I haven't edited these two podcasts in a while. One of them was launching by January or so. So they had not even named it, but I edited it. I edited it since last year. The other one, the podcasters are not like so consistent. But something is common between both of them, the both podcasts. One of them is, I think, Parents and Professors. Both co-hosts, like a co-host, a man and a woman, they were married. And now they're divorced. So the man is married to another person now. So they're running a blended family. And also both of them are professors. And they usually run this podcast like it's like listening to The Breakfast Club, but as a podcast. So it's so interesting. Their takes are not too serious, too deep, but they are also making so much sense, and they are trying to bring in the intelligence they have, crack jokes. It's so funny. While the other one is very deep, they're talking about feminism. I don't know, Iman is the name of the host, and Iman Abdul Karim. I can't remember the name of the second. Kohar, yes, Kohar is the co-host. Now both of them are PhD students, and they are going deep about religion, feminism, the intersection between both of them. And it's so deep, and their breakdown is usually very interesting for me.
How do you approach the editing process? What tools or techniques do you find most useful in your work?
I use Adobe Audition. I've been using Adobe Audition since forever. I do think I want to go to another tool now, another DAW. But Adobe Audition has been what I've been using for a very long time. How do I navigate it? I just open my Adobe Audition and remove noise, equalize, normalize. Some, I really do not like processing a lot. So I tell people to use proper mics because I want it to sound like you. I don't want to over process your voice. So I edit. It's just seamless. It's like I'm eating. That's how podcast editing is to me. I can close my eyes and edit a podcast.
What advice would you give to someone who is interested in becoming a podcast editor, particularly in Nigeria or other parts of the world where the podcast industry may be less established?
To be honest, I would advise you to either go through freelancing sites. Freelance sites actually give you the leverage. So you meet other people. Like Nigeria, as I've mentioned, not a lot of people embrace, you know, using podcast editors. So you can start from these freelance sites or word of mouth. So if you have a church where they are doing podcasts, they are doing programs, you have a friend who is doing a podcast, you can pitch and you just keep putting it out there. But I would advise, if you want to get paid, freelance sites first. Some people will say that Fiverr pays lesser than Upwork, but I use Fiverr, Upwork also pays. So freelancer is another site. You can just go through this site and you'll get reasonable gigs. You have to also set up your site, you know, use keywords, hashtags, and set up your site, your page rather than your gig.
How do you stay up to date with industry trends and changes, and what resources do you rely on for professional development?
Bro, I rely on YouTube a lot. Microsoft is like my go-to. I need to do something. I need to drop somebody's speech. I need to make this. I'm just finding it difficult to do something. I go to YouTube. Microsoft is my first go-to, but YouTube, basically TikTok, but not a lot. But YouTube, yes, YouTube is my go-to. And I just try to check up the conversation on Twitter about as regards podcast editing. Of late, I've also been checking for jobs on Twitter. I got my first client from Twitter. Not my first, actually, my second client from Twitter a couple of weeks ago by searching for podcast editing conversations. So that's how I just stay on top. And I listen to podcasts to know what people are doing. Again, my MO is I'm trying to make podcasts editing. I'm trying to edit podcasts for people who want it as simple as possible. So it's not overcomplicated. I'm not putting all the effects and all the effects and all that. No. I'm making it as simple as possible. I want it to sound as conversational as possible, how you will sound at it on your day-to-day, but maybe a bit better, and for it to sound like get up to the streaming standard of Spotify and other platforms. So it's quite simple for me, and it's not overcomplicated.
What are some of your favorite podcasts to listen to? Why do you enjoy them?
So I listen to I said what I said is very conversational. So I love just Breakfast Club. You know, they turn their show to podcasts. So, and Christian Amanpour's show, I just really, because I don't have time to listen to her live, I just listen to what she says via podcast.
What impact do you hope your work as a podcast editor will have, both in terms of the specific podcasts you work on and the broader podcasting landscape in Nigeria and beyond?
This is deep. As a podcast editor, again, I want to make podcast editing as accessible to people as possible. People think some things are overcomplicated. Yeah. And I want to simplify things for as many people as possible. I want you to have your idea, run it by me, help you put it together, and it's not complicated. So I keep mentioning simple. There's nothing bad in the complicated stuff, but simple steps, simple stuff. A lot of people find it hard to even go into podcasting because they think it's a lot of pizzazz, and they want you want to get the proper mic, you want your podcast to sound nice, you need the video, you need the camera. So I want you, people who finally have the courage to pick up the mic or pick up their phone, to have a simple process, step by step, and then we go to the broader process. So for specific podcast I work on, is to help improve the output, to help improve their output, and to help cut across larger audience. And within the Nigerian landscape, I want more podcasters to embrace podcast editing and like giving out podcast editing.
What advice would you give to podcasters who are looking to collaborate with editors, and how can they ensure a productive and successful working relationship?
If you're looking to collaborate, you need to have your points, what you want in your podcast. Like I said, I go for the simple stuff. If you want all the effects, you want all the, you know these things. Or if you don't know, you want all the trailers, you want the music, I want to say zoom in and zoom out, that's because of video, but you want all this razzle dazzle. List it out so that you then go and look for a podcast editor that can do these things and more. So you have your aim, you have your objective, what you want in your podcast as regards post-production. You go out there and look for a podcast editor. We have a lot of podcast editors that are special and know how to do a lot of things. And once you get that and you found the podcast editor for you, you give them a clip to work on, and they've worked on and you're satisfied. Again, you have your objectives, and then you have a model podcast you want your podcast to sound like. Not sound exactly like, but this is what you're aiming for. You listen to it and you're satisfied, then it's fine. You have a workflow documented. I believe in documentation, because just in case your podcast editor is not available, or you drop a podcast editor, you can take the document to another podcast editor. You have your recording time, you communicate properly with your podcast editor, and you ensure that you just communicate properly with your podcast editor. I believe in proper communication. That's what has really helped me with most of my clients. Just give me the file. I already know what they are looking for. I edit, I mix down, and I upload, and that's it. So documentation, you have your goals and objectives, you communicate properly, and ask for feedback from your editor. Some editors don't give feedback. I do, but you can ask for feedback so that you can work, so that the next episode will sound better. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Molly Jensen, CEO of AfroPods, and you're listening to Into the Podverse with Tony Doe.
Nominations are officially open for the African Podcast and Voice Awards, celebrating the best of African audio creativity. The awards aim to recognize individuals and organizations making significant contributions to the African audio industry as podcasters, voice actors, or spoken word artists. This year's theme, Voices of the Future, highlights the exciting innovations happening in the world of audio creativity on the continent. Nominees must be based in Africa or have a significant impact on the African audio industry. Don't miss the chance to be part of this celebration. Submit your nominations by May 31, 2023, and winners will be announced at a virtual ceremony in September. Visit awards.abva.africa to get started. In recent years, fans of The Young God Show have been buzzing with excitement as Season 6 premiered on Friday, April 28th, with two highly acclaimed episodes. The first episode focuses on creating a successful brand, while the second delves into the importance of authenticity in becoming the best version of oneself. I encourage you to go check them out on your preferred listening platforms. The Young God is everywhere. Journalist Aisha Salauddin advocates for the growth of the podcasting ecosystem. She expresses her support for the increasing number of podcasts and the need for more people to create, support, and distribute them. Salauddin believes that for podcasts to become mainstream, they need to be embraced as a legitimate form of media alongside traditional formats. The problem with this angle be say, by the time you bring it into mainstream, then you start inviting rules and regulations a la NBC. Anyways, it will be interesting to see how podcasting develops and gains more traction in the media industry. Football content creator and journalist Andrew Randa wants to start a podcast that will feature Nigerian footballers and journalists as guests and analysts. Randa's inspiration comes from a recent podcast featuring former Manchester United defender Nemanja Vidic and his former teammate Rio Ferdinand. According to Randa, the stories must be told, and I agree, bro. And he plans to collaborate with Nigerian footballers and journalists such as Zikwiri Man, Colin Udo, Zizaga, and Ogenye Onazi to create a must-listen podcast for all football fans. Kwaito legend DJ Cleo has launched his own podcast channel, Escaleni Podcast, joining a growing list of South African celebrities with your own podcasts. In his first uploaded video, DJ Cleo opened up about his struggles as a student and his challenges at Wits University. Many South Africans are eager to hear more about DJ Cleo's private life, which has often made headlines for the wrong reasons. According to a Reddit thread, podcast creators seeking to expand their audience may need help apart from using social media platforms such as Instagram and Twitter. Instead, suggestions are coming in that include cross-promotion with other creators, investing in ads, and focusing on search engine optimization, SEO. Good SEO practices include having a transcript and a clever title and description. Creating high-quality content and engaging with your target audience can also help attract new listeners. As podcast recommendation lists are a popular way for people to discover new shows, landing on one of these lists can also help grow a podcast's audience. I watched a video on YouTube. An AI software edited a multicam podcast in 47 seconds. This was over 30 minutes of video. Now that's insane. Autopod, a new software designed for podcast editing, automatically cuts through podcasts, making the editing process faster and easier. Note, it is for video podcasts only, at least for now. Priced at $30 a month, Autopod offers a range of features for podcast editing, including multicam editing and jump cut editing. The software has received positive reviews from users who have praised its ease of use and ability to save time in the editing process. While some professional editors may still prefer to manually edit their podcasts, Autopod offers a cost-effective solution for those looking to streamline their workflow. Now, if I were a video podcast editor with a lot of shows to work on, I'll be incredibly grateful for this development. Why? Because this will allow me to work more efficiently, free up time, and focus on other aspects of podcast production. Now, this means I can take on more clients and produce higher quality content in less time. Now, who know like better thing? If you enjoyed this week's episode, do leave us a comment, leave us a rating, leave us a review. There's a link in the show notes. Hit it if you want to support us. And if you're thinking of sponsoring and coming on board as a guest or as a partner, then there's an email address you can send your pitches or requests to, and that's tonydoremedia@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Pretty Yo. Shirts. Uh-huh. Techzilla.
Of course it is. Who do you think it was? Yo, eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro. Way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. What spares the air, invading your space. Sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era. Could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, but the message and the teller intertwine and define in the era. To those who oppose, I hereby propose a fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows Mr. Tony Yo, come correct with the flow. Hey yo, as the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster, here to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.